appointed for today, but it's one of my favorites. It's from the first letter of John, chapter 4, and it goes like this. See what love the Father has given to us, that we are called children of God, for that is what we are. We are God's children now, and we will be like him, is what the epistle says. Well, what does it exactly does it mean to be like God? Well, the gospel tells us a little bit this week about what the kingdom of God is like. And it's not anything like our world. The most remarkable thing to be drawn from the gospel from today is that what is important in the kingdom of God is not what's important here. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the gospel says. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are you when you are persecuted, says the gospel. Now, most of us, I think, would not pick being poor in spirit, being in mourning, being persecuted as among our blessings. I'm sure when Thanksgiving rolls around and you sit around a table with your family, or this year talk with your family on Zoom, and share what it is you're thankful for this year, being persecuted, being poor in spirit, and being meek will not be among the things that you give thanks to God for. When we talk about counting our blessings, we tend to think about things that we think of as good. Health and family and wellness and the ability to travel and all of those kinds of things. God's ways are not our ways. God's kingdom is not our world. To become the people that God is calling us to be, we have to step by step move towards living in his kingdom. We have to live as if what we say we believe is true. That is Christian spirituality at its heart. All of our spiritual practices exist to remind us that God is with us now, and that we will be a part of God's kingdom, and that it's nothing like the world that we live in. Part of the reason that we have this reading on All Saints Day is that this is the day that we remember those who have gone before us in faith, those who have showed us what it's like to live as if we believe that we are children of God. Some of them we call saints with a big S. It's people like St. Paul and St. Mary and all of the apostles, the people that everyone can name. But All Saints also includes everyone who has lived that life. Take a minute and think about the people who taught you to pray, the people who showed you that God loves you, the people who pointed out to you what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. Those people are saints too, and we celebrate them today, because all of them shows us what it means to step by step, little by little, live in the kingdom of God. And while things that are different are often scary, what we need to remember is that the kingdom we are moving towards, the kingdom of God, is a kingdom based on love. See what love the Father has given to us, John says, that we should be called children of God, for that is what we are. So on this All Saints Day, I invite you to reflect on the people who have shown you the love of God, and to try a little bit to be one of the people who shows the love of God to others. Amen.